Nearly a week later, eastern North Carolina continues to clean up from the giant Category 1 hurricane that impacted coastal areas last weekend. The floodwater has gone down, and the rain has mostly dried up, but it will take time for North Carolina's shell fishery to recover. Sandy dumped several inches of rain across eastern North Carolina, and tropical storm force winds caused water to back up into rivers and sounds.
I've never seen anything quite like it in my entire career.
John Cole is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Newport.
I think at one point the tropical storm force winds extended across at least 800 miles.
In North Carolina, the Outer Banks took the brunt of the storm.
Dare County, they had the heaviest rainfall. That only compounded the surge issues as well. They had anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of storm total rainfall there.
Official damage estimates have not been released. However, along the Outer Banks, sections of Highway 12 and Highway 158 were washed out and covered by sand. Property was damaged, and homes were flooded as a result of 3 to 6 feet of ocean and soundside storm surge. Cole says the Inner Banks saw moderate impacts from the tropical system.
40 to 60 mile per hour wind gusts during the storm across the central counties there. And rainfall was less, probably in the range of 2 to 4 inches, maybe up isolated amounts up to 5 inches.
Stormwater runoff occurred during Hurricane Sandy as large amounts of rainfall flowed into coastal waters and sounds. Since shellfish are filter feeders, they ingest the sediment, debris, household hazardous waste, and chemicals in the water, making them unsafe to eat. This prompted the North Carolina Department of Marine Fisheries to implement shellfish closures on Sunday. Section Chief for Shellfish Sanitation and Recreational Water Quality, Patty Fowler, says the closures impact almost all coastal counties.
So the heaviest closure, New Hanover County, Pender County, and then up in Hyde and Dare counties, and the northern counties are all closed to shellfishing. We have closures here in Carteret County, but not all waters are closed.
Newport River, North River, Wifers Creek, Sleepy Creek, Jarrett Bay, Oyster Creek, Nelson Bay, and South River are some of the areas close to oyster harvesting.
The waters from the intercoastal waterway to the mainland and from the Atlantic Beach Bridge all the way down to New River, so that would include the main mainland creeks and tributaries along Bogue Sound, White Oak River, and those areas down in Onslow County also.
Fowler says the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries began taking water samples on Wednesday to determine the level of pollutants in the water. When bacteria levels return to normal, she says they will reopen the waters for shellfish harvesting. According to a press release sent out by the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries, all those waters in Pender and Onslow counties that were temporarily closed will return to the status in existence prior to Hurricane Sandy. That includes waters between Intercoastal Waterway Marker No. 15 near Chadwick Bay and the Surf City Bridge, as well as Stump Sound and Alligator Bay. Oyster season began on October 15th, and the beginning of mechanical harvesting is set for November 12th. Oyster sales generate between $2 to $5 million annually, depending on how good the year is. Michael Marshall is the Central District Manager for the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries. He says this year looks promising, or questionable, depending on whom you talk to.
Some areas, the fishermen were not having a lot of luck getting their 5-bushel limit, but in other places they were able to catch their limit fairly early and had some pretty oysters. So it kind of depends on the area that you're in as to what kind of season they're seeing so far.
Months that end in R are traditionally when oysters are eaten. But Marshall says North Carolina oysters are often in better condition later in the season in January or February. Jared Brumbaugh, Public Radio East.